We're going to do a message that's on the rock this time. We talk about the rock a lot. Rocky Balboa, you know, remember the movies that he did? Even you go back, you think about the rock, you think about boxers. Audie Murphy did a boxer movie one time. There's a lot of movies about boxers that just absolutely... you think about the rock, you think about really the real one, Rocky, you know, the one that beat everybody, that retired undefeated, all that, and they talk about his powerful punches, and we look at that at Rocky, and he was smaller than any heavyweight. He had smaller hands, shorter reach and everything than any boxer, and yet he won. And they couldn't stop him. He was unstoppable. The people that he did, and one time he went into the ring, and one boxer hit his nose and split his nose right half in two. Half of it was on one side of his face and half of it was on the other side, and he went back and won the fight anyway. Powerful man. The Rock. We talk about all of these boxers, we talk about people that are weightlifters, and we think about the power that they have in lifting weights. We're going to talk about Jesus now, the Rock, the real Rock. The real Rock. The Rock of Israel. We'll go back and we'll read this from the Amplified Bible, starting in verse number 10. Have you not ever even read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is as unworthy and rejected. This very stone has become the chief cornerstone. This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous and wonderful in our eyes. Psalm 118, 22 and 23. All through the Old Testament, Jesus, Jehovah, is called the Rock of Israel. And they were looking for a way to seize him, but they were afraid of the crowd. For they knew that he spoke this parable in reference to and as a charge against them. And they left him away. They left him and went away. They left him and went away. Let's go back now and read this from the Bible. But let's go back in Matthew 16 and verse 18 first. 16 and verse 18, Jesus had called his church out from the seashores of Galilee. They're following along, and all these miracles that Jesus said, he asked his disciples, who do they say that I am? Who do they say that I am? Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some say one of the prophets, some say Moses. But who do you say that I am? And Peter steps up and he said, you are the Messiah, the King, the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father from heaven. He said, you are Petros, a little stone. But upon this gigantic foundation stone, I will be building my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her or wrestle her down. Peter, in his message and in his writings, he says that he was the stone that was rejected. Paul said that he was the stone that was rejected. Colossians, the first chapter, talks about that stone and that person. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1 real quick. Philippians and then Colossians. If I can find it in this old worn out Bible. For he delivers unto the, in verse number 13, in the first chapter, he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transported us into his kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn, or the head of all creation. That's what it says. The head of all creation. It says firstborn, but it actually in Greek it says the head. of all creation. For him all things were created, both in the heavens and upon the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him, by him, and for him. Isaiah 9 and 6 and Hebrews 1 and 2 also. He is before all things, and in him all things are held together. He is the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning. He is the head, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, through him to reconcile all things to himself and make peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, were the things upon earth and things in heaven. Altogether, you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind and engaged in evil deeds. Yet he now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order that present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. In Peter and in James, over here and got too far, that for sure. If I can find this. In James 5 and verse 4, behold, the pay of the laborers whom mowed your fields, which he has withheld by you, cries out against you, and the outcry of those who did the harvest has reached unto the ears of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth. You know who that is? That's Jesus. Peter, in 1 Peter, the second chapter, therefore, putting aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babes, long for pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow into respect to salvation. If you have tasted the kindness of God, of the Lord, and coming to him as a living stone, the rock, rejected by men, but choice, elect, and precious in the sight of God, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for the holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God. For it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief, a choice, an elect stone, a precious cornerstone. He who believes in him shall not be ashamed and disappointed. The precious value then is that you believe, but for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to the doom they are appointed. The rock of Israel was rejected by Israel. And their doom, in their doom, they rejected him. We talked about the roll call of the damned. We talked about the parable of the damned. And now here's another parable of the damned, the parable of the rock. But to you, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness unto the marvelous light. You who are a no people. That's what it says. You who were a no people, but now are the people of God. You have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Behold, I urge you, as aliens and strangers, to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. He goes on and talks about how that we may live for the Lord of hosts, the stone which the builders rejected. And that's what we're talking about here now. In verse number 10, Ude, de, graphe, taute, aneg, note, lethon, hon, apado, ke, mason, hoi, akabode, des, oitos, hutos, that is, ege, nain, eis, kafalen, ganias. And the scripture or neither the Scripture, moreover not the Scripture, this you read. Don't you understand the Scripture that he's reading, James says to them? Don't you understand the Scripture that you read? Jesus told them, pay attention to what the Bible says. You say you believe the Bible, you worship the Bible, you kiss the Bible. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. This you read, the stone which they rejected. Third person, plural, first aorist, indicative, active, apo, docum, nem, also. The stone which they rejected. Actually, what it says here, the stone which the builders rejected. Now, let's talk about a cornerstone for a moment. A cornerstone was what you built the whole house on, basically. The weight of the whole house was on this cornerstone. And it had to be a perfect stone. And they would go out and get marble or stones like that, and they would take the stone and they'd chip it out the right side, and then they would polish it on all sides. They would polish it to look and see if there was a single, solitary flaw in it. They would inspect it with the best of eyes to see if there was a flaw in that stone. Now, Jesus is that stone. He was the polished, certified stone. Where it talked about, and Peter talked about, he was the Lamb of God, where that was the sacrifice, that through his blood and through the blood of his cross, that he gave us entrance into the kingdom of God. The stone which the builders rejected, from received, they wouldn't have it. The ones building, okay, domason, these ones, tutos, these ones, the monster pronoun, it was caused to become to the head of the corner, the cornerstone. It was caused to become the cornerstone. God said that Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus said, you're Peter, a little stone, but upon this gigantic cornerstone, the building rock, the foundation rock, I shall be building my church, and the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down. Now, people say that the church died in the Dark Ages. It didn't die. The churches were there. The churches were hiding. How would you like to live in a time when you couldn't even read your Bible? When you couldn't pray in public? Or you couldn't even go to church? Or you would be beaten, you would be drowned, you'd be crucified, you'd be burned at the stake. That's what happened. Down through this, that's what we call the trail of blood. All the way down through history, called the trail of blood. We've done 132 classes on church history so far. Verse number 11 now. Para, curio, eganeto, alte, kai, esten, thama, steste, en, ophthalmois, himon. From the Lord, he became this stone. He became, third person, second, paracondarius, and diddle, indicative, middle for himself. John 1:18. John 1:14 says, Kai hologos sarx agenito. Kai hologos, and the word of the Jehovah flesh he became. The word agenito is in the middle voice. And here we have it again. Third person singular, second aorist, indicative, middle. Agenito. And 1:18, it says, no one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. Ek and ago in the middle voice. That one, he has led himself out. The Lord, he became for himself this cornerstone. And it is, and continues to be, esten, marvelous, thamasen, thamaste, in the eyes of us. It is. It continues to be. Verse number 12. They knew Jesus had them figured out, didn't they? Huh? He had He had figured them out, and now we see the damned in action. The damned in action. The damned in action. Now these ones that are damned by their own volition, middle voice for them too in subjunctive, they did it. Let's read number 12 now. Chi, ex, aton, auton, kratese, chi, f, bethason, ton, oklon, agnoson, gar, hote, pros, autos, tame, parabalane, apain. Chi, aphantes, auton, apathon. Apathon. Akathon, that is. 12 all the way from 1 to 12 is talking about the damned in action. The sociopathic religious people, the religious sociopaths, they had no conscience. They were what we might call narcissistic. They looked at themselves like, look how wonderful I am. Look how wonderful. And Jesus gave that parable, remember. There was a publican, a tax collector, and a Pharisee sitting up there. Look how wonderful I am. I'm glad that I was born a man. This is what they used to say. I'm glad I wasn't born a woman. And I'm glad I wasn't born a Gentile. Look how I tithe. I fast twice a week. I do all these different things. Look at me. Narcissism. The damned in action. No shame. Sociopaths. Religious sociopaths. Chi ex aton, auton, kratese, chi epho, bethason, ton, oklo, agnoson, gar, hote, pros, autos, tain, parabolane, epain, chi aphantes, auton, apelthon. And they kept on seeking. Third person plural, imperfect indicative active. They did it every day. They kept on seeking Him. Accusative singular masculine, third person pronoun. To seize. Krateo. First aorist infinitive active. To seize, and they feared. They were caused to fear. Third person to a first aorist, indicative passive voice. The crowd. How many people are this? Tone Oaklawn?
5,000.
5 to 10,000 people. There's a lot of them. And they knew, they had known, third person plural, second aorist, indicative active, they knew, they had known, for that toward him or toward them, the parable he had spoken. Third person singular, second aorist, indicative, he had spoken. And having left him, they went away. Having left him, and they went away. Religious sociopaths, the damned in action, narcissistic, what we might call criminals. Criminals in action. 12, 1 through 12 is the damned in action. The stone which the builders rejected, they wanted to crush it, but that stone would crush them and grind them to pieces. It would. Our Father, we send this message out for Your honor and glory. Please use it. The damned in action, and there are many damned in action today. We see it all over our country. I pray that You stop it then, and as You stopped it in Your Son's time. Father, please forgive us for we fail. You help us to stand underneath the strain that we live in today. Please forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.